Topic 7. Communicate. Mae West had a great line in Belle of the 90s. I believe that it is better to be looked over than it is to be overlooked. Maybe we can learn a lesson from Miss West. It's not just what you've got, but also how you package it. Having the best ideas, the finest code, or the most pragmatic thinking is ultimately sterile unless you can communicate with other people. A good idea is an orphan without effective communication. As developers, we have to communicate on many levels. We spend hours in meetings, listening and talking. We work with end users trying to understand their needs. We write code which communicates our intentions to a machine and documents our thinking for future generations of developers. We write proposals and memos requesting and justifying resources, reporting our status, and suggesting new approaches. And we work daily within our teams to advocate our ideas, modify existing practices, and suggest new ones. A large part of our day is spent communicating, so we need to do it well. Treat English, or whatever your native tongue may be, as just another programming language. Write natural language as you would write code. Honor the DRY principle, ETC, automation, and so on. Never heard of DRY or ETC? We discuss that in the next chapter. Tip 11. English is just another programming language. We've put together a list of additional ideas that we find useful. Know your audience. You're communicating only if you're conveying what you mean to convey. Just talking isn't enough. To do that, you need to understand the needs, interests, and capabilities of your audience. We've all sat in meetings where a development geek glazes over the eyes of the vice president of marketing with a long monologue on the merits of some arcane technology. This isn't communicating. It's just talking, and it's annoying. Say you want to change your remote monitoring system to use a third-party message broker to disseminate status notifications. You can present this update in many different ways, depending on your audience. End users will appreciate that their systems can now interoperate with other services that use the broker. Your marketing department will be able to use this fact to boost sales. Development and operations managers will be happy because the care and maintenance of that part of the system is now someone else's problem. Finally, developers may enjoy getting experience with new APIs, and may even be able to find new uses for the message broker. By making the appropriate pitch to each group, you'll get them all excited about your project. As with all forms of communication, the trick here is to gather feedback. Don't just wait for questions, ask for them. Look at body language and facial expressions. One of the neuro-linguistic programming presuppositions is the meaning of your communication is the response you get. Continuously improve your knowledge of your audience as you communicate. Know what you want to say. Probably the most difficult part of the more formal styles of communication used in business is working out exactly what it is you want to say. Fiction writers often plot out their books in detail before they start, but people writing technical documents are often happy to sit down at a keyboard, enter number one, introduction, and start typing whatever comes into their heads next. Plan what you want to say. Write an outline. Then ask yourself, does this communicate what I want to express to my audience in a way that works for them? Refine it until it does. This approach works for more than just documents. When you're faced with an important meeting or a chat with a major client, jot down the ideas you want to communicate and plan a couple of strategies for getting them across. Now that you know what your audience wants, let's deliver it. Choose your moment. It's 6 o'clock on Friday afternoon, following a week when the auditors have been in. Your boss's youngest is in the hospital, it's pouring rain outside, and the commute home is guaranteed to be a nightmare. This probably isn't a good time to ask her for a memory upgrade for your laptop. As part of understanding what your audience needs to hear, you need to work out what their priorities are. Catch a manager who's just been given a hard time by her boss because some source code got lost, and you'll have a more receptive listener to your ideas on source code repositories. Make what you're saying relevant in time as well as in content. Sometimes all it takes is the simple question, is this a good time to talk about... Choose a style. Adjust the style of your delivery to suit your audience. Some people want a formal, just-the-facts briefing. Others like a long, wide-ranging chat before getting down to business. What is their skill level and experience in this area? Are they experts? Newbies? Do they need hand-holding or just a quick, too long, didn't read? If in doubt, ask. Remember, however, that you are half of the communication transaction. If someone says they need a paragraph describing something and you can't see any way of doing it in less than several pages, tell them so. Remember, that kind of feedback is a form of communication, too. Make it look good. Your ideas are important. They deserve a good-looking vehicle to convey them to your audience. Too many developers and their managers concentrate solely on content when producing written documents. We think this is a mistake. Any chef or watcher of the Food Network will tell you that you can slave in the kitchen for hours only to ruin your efforts with poor presentation. There is no excuse today for producing poor-looking printed documents. Modern software can produce stunning output regardless of whether you're writing using Markdown or using a word processor. You need to learn just a few basic commands. If you're using a word processor, use its style sheets for consistency. Your company may already have defined style sheets that you can use. Learn how to set page headers and footers. Look at the sample documents included with your package to get ideas on style and layout. Check the spelling, first automatically and then by hand. Involve your audience. We often find that the documents we produce end up being less important than the process we go through to produce them. If possible, involve your readers with early drafts of your document. Get their feedback and pick their brains. You'll build a good working relationship, and you'll probably produce a better document in the process. Be a listener. There's one technique that you must use if you want people to listen to you. Listen to them. Even if this is a situation where you have all the information, even if this is a formal meeting with you standing in front of 20 suits, if you don't listen to them, they won't listen to you. Encourage people to talk by asking questions, or ask them to restate the discussion in their own words. Turn the meeting into a dialogue and you'll make your point more effectively. Who knows? You might even learn something. Get back to people. If you ask someone a question, you feel they're impolite if they don't respond. But how often do you fail to get back to people when they send you an email or a memo asking for information or requesting some action? In the rush of everyday life, it's easy to forget. Always respond to emails and voicemails, even if the response is simply, "I'll get back to you later." Keeping people informed makes them far more forgiving of the occasional slip and makes them feel that you haven't forgotten them. Unless you work in a vacuum, you need to be able to communicate. The more effective that communication, the more influential you become. Tip 12. It's both what you say and the way you say it. Documentation. Finally, there's the matter of communicating via documentation. Typically, developers don't give much thought to documentation. At best, it is an unfortunate necessity. At worst, it is treated as a low-priority task in the hope that management will forget about it at the end of the project. Pragmatic programmers embrace documentation as an integral part of the overall development process. Writing documentation can be made easier by not duplicating effort or wasting time, and by keeping documentation close at hand in the code itself. In fact, we want to apply all of our pragmatic principles to documentation as well as to code. Tip 13. Build documentation in. Don't bolt it on. It's easy to produce good-looking documentation from the comments in source code. And we recommend adding comments to modules and exported functions to give other developers a leg up when they come to use it. However, this doesn't mean we agree with the folks who say that every function, data structure, type declaration, etc., needs its own comment. This kind of mechanical comment writing actually makes it more difficult to maintain code. Now there are two things to update when you make a change. So restrict your non-API commenting to discussing why something is done, its purpose, and its goal. The code already shows how it is done, so commenting on this is redundant and is a violation of the DRY principle. Commenting source code gives you the perfect opportunity to document those elusive bits of a project that can't be documented anywhere else. Engineering trade-offs, why decisions were made, what other alternatives were discarded, and so on. In summary, know what you want to say. Know your audience. Choose your moment. Choose a style. Make it look good. Involve your audience. Be a listener. Get back to people. And keep code and documentation together. As an aside, let's think about online communication. Everything we've said about communicating in writing applies equally to email, social media posts, blogs, and so on. Email, in particular, has evolved to the point where it is a mainstay of corporate communications. It's used to discuss contracts, to settle disputes, and as evidence in court. But for some reason, people who would never send out a shabby paper document are happy to fling nasty-looking, incoherent emails around the world. Our tips are simple. Proofread before you hit send. Check your spelling and look for any accidental autocorrect mishaps. Keep the format simple and clear. Keep quoting to a minimum. No one likes to receive back their own 100-line email with "I agree" tacked on. If you're quoting other people's email, be sure to attribute it, and quote it in line rather than as an attachment. Same when quoting on social media platforms. Don't flame or act like a troll unless you want it to come back and haunt you later. If you wouldn't say it to someone's face, don't say it online. Check your list of recipients before sending. It's become a cliche to criticize the boss over departmental email without realizing that the boss is on the CC list. Better yet, don't criticize the boss over email. As countless large corporations and politicians have discovered, email and social media posts are forever. Try to give the same attention and care to email as you would to any written memo or report. Here's a few challenges. There are several good books that contain sections on communications within teams, which we reference on our book's website. Make it a point to try to read these over the next 18 months. The next time you have to give a presentation or write a memo advocating some position, try working through the advice in this section before you start. Explicitly identify the audience and what you need to communicate. If appropriate, talk to your audience afterward and see how accurate your assessment of their needs was.